नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमति भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चादेशकारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्णा
हरे
this holy occasion of one Srila Prabhupada's 100th appearance day, I offer my life and soul at his lotus feet and at the lotus feet of all those who are sincerely aspiring to follow his teachings. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha vivasindubhyayevacha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo. Srila Prabhupada gave us the most essential of all spiritual literatures, the bhakti shastras, Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a beautiful story. Just the other evening, our devotees performed a drama depicting this particular pastime, that of Sakshi Gopal. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was explaining to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates the wonderful relationship between the bhakta and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This younger Brahman, out of great compassion for another Brahman, he walked all the way to Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan he requested the deity of Gopal to walk for 100 days across the country of India just to rescue that Brahman from a lamentable condition. Sakshi Gopal followed that Brahman out of Vrindavan and walked across India for 100 days just to deliver the object of his compassion. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that story, he was in transcendental ecstasy. He was weeping and chanting and dancing in love to hear the glories of this devotee. Srila Prabhupada was living in Vrindavan, and out of compassion, he prayed to the Supreme Lord in his ultimate murti in this age of Kali Yuga of his holy name. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan, and Krishna in the form of his name followed behind him, not just across India, but he followed behind him circumambulating the earth 14 times to every continent where there is human civilization. Not just for 100 days, but Krishna followed behind him for 12 years. Because of Srila Prabhupada's great compassion, not upon one soul, but upon all living entities, Krishna performed the most wonderful pastime that this world has ever seen. So we can imagine how ecstatically pleased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be to see and hear the glories of his devotee, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada had complete faith that anyone, whatever one's position in life, if they sincerely chant the holy name of Krishna in the association of devotees, throughout their life they will achieve perfection. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's promise, and Srila Prabhupada had complete faith in the order of his Guru Maharaj and the word of Krishna. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhya jim dandamaskuru mam evaishashi satyante pratijani priyoshime. Srila Prabhupada dedicated his entire existence to help all living beings to remember Krishna. He was the personification of the compassion of the Supreme Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was the very embodiment of sacrifice. Sacrifice in the ultimate cause of bringing Krishna to the lives of the fallen souls. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wept in ecstatic joy to see Nityananda Prabhu's mercy and compassion and forgiveness upon Jagai and Madhai, two terribly fallen souls. How much Gauranga Mahaprabhu must be weeping in joy to see what Srila Prabhupada has done. He has given the same compassion to millions and millions of such Jagais and Madhais. Srila Prabhupada ki. When we chant Prabhupada's pranam prayer, we are praying to Srila Prabhupada and offering our obeisances because he is very dear to Krishna. How dear to Krishna Srila Prabhupada is, only Krishna can know. We can only, like a dwarf trying to touch the moon, aspire to understand the glories of Srila Prabhupada. And the more we can somehow or other try to understand him, the more our lives will be enriched with the causeless mercy of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. But how to understand Srila Prabhupada? He has given us the means by which we can do so. We can only understand Krishna by the mercy of the pure devotee. And we can only understand the pure devotee by the mercy of Krishna. By purifying our hearts, Krishna will reveal the glories and the beauty of Srila Prabhupada's life. By reading his books very carefully, with an attentive desire to learn what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Srila Prabhupada told us that when he was translating his books, he was individually, personally speaking to every devotee who sits at his lotus feet to read it. Srila Prabhupada's books are none different than his lotus feet. When we are reading his books, we are sitting in his divine presence and hearing him speaking. And when we follow what is in the books, we get realization. To associate with devotees, to chant our 16 rounds minimum very carefully every day, to follow the four regulative principles, and to help in every way we possibly can, whoever we may be, in expanding the message of Lord Chaitanya throughout the entire world. One time when Srila Prabhupada visited New Vrindavan, it was his last visit to New Vrindavan. Devotees were giving him a tour of the house that they were building for him, which later became known as Srila Prabhupada's Palace of Gold. A wonderful, wonderful monument. And Srila Prabhupada explained about the devotees at New Vrindavan. He said that throughout the world, my disciples are building beautiful temples for Radha and Krishna. But here, they are building a place for their spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada said, they have understood the essence of our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. To become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord is the means of glorifying Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada was asking so many questions about how this beautiful, wonderful facility would be completed. And one devotee said that Srila Prabhupada, we have read in Srimad Bhagavatam that in the palaces of Dwarka there was no electrical lighting, but everything was lit with jewels. Jewels in the ceiling, jewels in the walls, jewels on the floors. We are wondering if it is possible that we could light your palace with jewels. And Srila Prabhupada's reply was, my devotees are my jewels. It is through my devotees that not only will my own life be full of light, but through my devotees, light will spread throughout the entire world. Srila Prabhupada is like the sun, and we are like his jewels, meant to reflect the brilliance of that sun. But many of us are uncut, unpolished jewels. And Srila Prabhupada saw that. And he gave us the means by which we can become very nicely cut and polished. When we purify our hearts by surrendering sincerely to Srila Prabhupada's teachings, our hearts become pure, and then, like a polished jewel, we can reflect the unlimited sun of his mercy into this world of darkness and bring light and hope to all living beings. On this holy occasion of Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, we honor Srila Prabhupada as the representative of Veda Vyas. The spiritual master is the incarnation of Krishna's mercy within this world. Shakshadhari Tvenasamasta Sastra. Because he is dear to Krishna, he is as good as Krishna. Because we receive Krishna through him. Srila Prabhupada pleaded and begged his followers that when I leave this world, carry on this mission. Srila Prabhupada begged us with tears in his eyes, do not leave this Krishna consciousness movement. Maya is very strong. And she has her soldiers everywhere. And yesterday, today, and tomorrow, she will be attacking us on all sides, trying to take us away from Srila Prabhupada's service. Srila Prabhupada prayed to us, whatever happens, do not leave this Krishna consciousness movement. Do not leave this preaching mission. You are the hope for the salvation of the world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave Srila Prabhupada the instruction to take the teachings of Mahaprabhu and the holy name to every town and village in the world. And Srila Prabhupada, until his last breath and beyond, he continued preaching by his example and by his words. My humble prayer to all of you who are so very dear to Srila Prabhupada, who are his most precious and beloved jewels. Maya will come in so many ways, through attachments, through family attachments, through physical insecurities, through emotional doubts, through longings and cravings of the senses, through attacks by so many outside forces trying to create embarrassment in our lives due to our identification with this movement. There are innumerable ways Maya will try to take us away. But on this 100th appearance day anniversary of Srila Prabhupada, I request you to hear his prayer to all of you and make a vow to fulfill that prayer, that whatever happens in your life, whatever happens in this world, you never give up Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and you never give up the dedication to serve the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we never leave this wonderful International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is the very body of His Divine Grace. And if we can show love and trust toward one another and make our first priority to keep devotees happy within this movement, by all means. We heard so many glorifications of how Srila Prabhupada stressed book distribution. In different places, Srila Prabhupada stressed different things. At New Vrindavan, he stressed cow protection is the ultimate thing that will satisfy his heart. In other places, proper care of the deities. In other places, book distribution, which he emphasized most. In other times, Harinam Sankirtan. But we should know that none of these means for preaching can possibly have success unless the devotees have faith and unity amongst one another. Srila Prabhupada explained that love and trust amongst the devotees is the oil that keeps all the different parts of the machine of his movement to move forward. So we should be very, very attentive and surrendered to assisting Srila Prabhupada in this way, by making sure every single devotee that has come to his mission will be so protected and so happy that they will never leave. Because Srila Prabhupada would weep when a devotee would leave his movement. And due to neglect of this principle, many have left. And that is a great pain to the heart of His Divine Grace, who gave His heart to us. So let us march together forward and preach the glories of Srila Prabhupada and his message, that everyone and anyone can achieve life's perfection by chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada spent more time in Bombay than any other city on the planet Earth in preaching Krishna consciousness. On this 100th appearance day of Srila Prabhupada, I don't believe we could offer anything more glorious for his pleasure than what we have here today. Hundreds of sincere devotees aspiring to give their lives to follow his teachings and serve his mission. What I see here today is something that will please Prabhupada more than hundreds and thousands of people coming simply to see what is Prabhupada. More than beautiful, beautiful, wonderful temples. More than thousands and thousands of garlands and beautiful decorations. Because the purpose of all of this is just to bring people like you to surrender to his lotus feet. You are the fulfillment of his greatest desires. Within his book, Srila Prabhupada repeated again and again, the people of India, who are so close to Krishna, if they take to Krishna consciousness, if they take the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sincerely, the holy name will spread throughout the world. The joy of my life is to see all of you so humbly and sincerely sitting at the feet of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And I pray that you never leave Him at any cost. And I pray that Srila Prabhupada bestows His most munificent, magnanimous mercy upon each and every one of you, and you can perfect your lives and go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Newly translated books in various languages, his joy would know no bounds. We are very grateful to Bhagwan Prabhu, Shamananda Prabhu, Rohini Kumar Prabhu, Raghupati Prabhu. Anyone else? These wonderful devotees have been working tirelessly day and night to translate Srila Prabhupada's books into the Marathi language. Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj was one of the principal editors for Srila Prabhupada during his manifested lila in this world. And he very much understood the heart of Srila Prabhupada in regard to printing literatures. For many, many years, Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj has been longing and praying for the day when Back to Godhead would be printed in India. The original place Back to Godhead was printed was in India. 1944, Srila Prabhupada personally saw to every aspect of the printing and distribution of Back to Godhead. So now, in this most auspicious year of Srila Prabhupada's 100th anniversary of his appearance, the devotees of Radha Gopinath Temple, under the guidance of Jayadvaita Maharaj, are offering this gift of Back to Godhead magazine, printed in India, for the people of India. And it was not easy. These devotees, the staff, Yudhisthira Prabhu could explain who was in the staff, the devotees that helped. They worked tirelessly for months and months and months against all odds. And somehow or other, at the last moment before this blessed event, Back to Godhead has now manifested. Srila Prabhupada explained that Back to Godhead and his other books are none different than Krishna. We can understand that Krishna has appeared. He has appeared in this Back to Godhead magazine for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and for the salvation of this great land of Bharatvarsha. So I want to personally offer my deepest gratitude to the Back to Godhead staff and all the devotees who have helped in this great endeavor, and also pray that you continue to work with great, great determination and enthusiasm against all odds that may come before you, to make this a most glorious contribution to our sampradaya. Thank you very much. Yudhisthira Prabhu, please speak something for us.
We have the great fortune of being present
during this glorious moment when Srila Prabhupada will be bathed in the waters from 1,008 holy places all over this land of Bharatvarsha. Devotees for several years worked very hard to collect these waters. There are many articles and videos showing devotees taking airplanes and trains and rickshaws and buses and walking for days and days and days to very remote parts of the world to get some of these holy waters. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhavad Vidha Bhagavata Sthirata Bhuta Swayam Vibhu, that all the holy places in all of existence are contained within the lotus feet of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. Just like you take the water from the Ganges and offer it to Mother Ganges and she accepts that worship, Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet contain all the holy places. And how much we had to work and travel everywhere just to get that same substance that are contained within the dust of his lotus feet to offer him in this abhishek. In fact, all the holy places are within even one speck of dust of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. And that dust is available to everyone in any place throughout all time who just follow his instructions to live a life of devotion to Krishna, understanding Krishna to be the supreme person and understanding ourselves to be the eternal soul part of Krishna, the eternal servant of Krishna, and to awaken that natural love by sincerely chanting Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Anytime we chant the holy names or serve this glorious mission of Srila Prabhupada, we should know we are taking our bath in all the holy places in all of existence. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan to bring Vrindavan to the entire world. And it was by his mercy alone that many of us were saved from wasting this valuable human form of life in pursuit of worldly pleasures. 25 years ago, this year, in this great city of Bombay, Srila Prabhupada placed the dust of his feet upon my head for the first time, and I am eternally indebted to him. And we feel a great debt to the city of Bombay, because it was here that Srila Prabhupada cast this great mercy upon us. In fact, Srila Prabhupada spent so much time here in Bombay because it was his most fervent desire that all of you help him to serve the mission of his Guru Maharaj by living exemplary lives in Krishna consciousness and spreading throughout the world the glories of the Sankirtan movement of the chanting of Krishna's holy names. So today, during this beautiful Abhishek ceremony, let us all bathe Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet with our earnest commitment to enthusiastically assist this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is Srila Prabhupada's body, with our great willingness to help assist him, to help him by pushing on this movement. ISKCON is Prabhupada's body, he said many times. On this Mahavyas Puja, let us bathe the body of Srila Prabhupada by this determined commitment to his mission. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare